With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Albert Castellanos on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. Since Ryan Walters took over the state education department, 130 employees have left the state agency. Now, Walters claims he fired them all. The Oklahoman, which first reported on the number of workers leaving, now reports none of the public documents they've acquired mention anything about people being fired. All of them left the agency on their own for various reasons. Disagreements between the leader of the state senate and the governor that began last year are obviously still continuing in the current legislative session. Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat was asked about the disconnect between the two during his weekly news conference.
I don't like the way he's operated in this building. I don't think he has treated me or the Senate fairly or equally. I used to enjoy being around him, but he's cut off all communication.
Senator Treat says it appears the governor is again targeting Senate bills for vetoes, something that began last year in a disagreement over compacts with Native nations. Native American women fleeing from domestic abuse will now be included in a state law that requires public utilities to waive setup fees for such victims. The governor signed a new law that will now include Native Nation and tribal services in the waive program. Attorney General Gettner Drummond is calling for Shelley Zumwalt to resign from state government. A state audit found a past conflict of interest that Zumwalt had hid from federal officials. While she refused to resign, according to Governor Kevin Stitt, Zumwalt is willing to take a step down.
She said, hey, I don't need to be in the limelight here. If I'm causing the administration any problems, I'll just step down as secretary and focus on tourism. And so that may be what happens.
According to Drummond, millions of state dollars were mishandled and Zumwalt signed off on money to benefit the company her husband worked for. Covering state capital news, I'm Albert Castellanos on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Legislators at the Oklahoma State Capitol pass laws that impact your life daily. The Radio Oklahoma News Network realizes this, and that's why we have a full-time Capitol correspondent walking those halls daily. Bills that impact what is taught in the classroom. Changes in the Open Meetings Act, changes in the process of selecting Supreme Court justices, and even immigration are discussed. It's news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on one of our great Radio Oklahoma news affiliates.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.